Hey everyone, welcome to the Next Gen Perspective Podcast. The idea behind the podcast is simple. I want to help the next generation make smarter financial decisions, whether that's investing, retirement, taxes, estate planning, or just understanding how wealth is actually built over time. My name's Grant Ellington. I'm a 33-year-old financial advisor at UBS in Chicago, and I've spent the last 8.5 years working with families on investing and long-term financial planning. I'm a third-generation UBS employee, and I think that makes my perspective a lot different. My grandpa spent almost 4 decades with Payne Webber, which actually became UBS. My dad spent over 3 decades as a financial advisor at UBS, and now I get to work alongside with my dad. There are so many conversations we have with families every day that I think would be helpful to a much broader audience, and that's why I started this podcast, especially for younger investors and families. For the first episode, I figured there was no better person to start with than my dad, Mike Ellington. Dad, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
So let's get started at the beginning. How did you first get into the business and what made you want to become a financial advisor?
Kind of a unique situation. I grew up in a household where both my parents were in the financial business. My mom was actually a principal at an independent firm in Oak Brook, and my dad started at Payne Webber, Jackson & Curtis when he was a teenager downtown Chicago. So I kind of grew up listening to what's going on in the financial world, but it was never really my plan to become a financial advisor. I went to Purdue University and actually studied industrial management and industrial engineering. And when I graduated from Purdue, I got a job in Geneva, Illinois, working at Johnson Controls, building Sears diehard batteries. So after about 2 years of that, being 22 years old and getting my blood tested every month for lead poisoning, I didn't really want to have this as my long-term career. So I asked my dad if I'd be able to interview for a job to become a financial advisor. And here I am, 34, going on my 34th year in the same office that I went through all my training and my taking my licensing exam. So it's a crazy story.
Awesome. Well, on to the next question. When you first got started in the early 90s, what did the business look like compared to what it looks like today?
I think it looks completely different. Back in the 90s is when I got hired. After I took my exams and my broker training, it was basically put in a cubicle with a telephone. It was all about being on the phone and making phone calls all day. You see those movies out there like Wolf of Wall Street and Boiler Room. It wasn't much different. You got on the phone and you cold called people and you had to come up with a stock idea or a bond idea to get their attention. And that's how you started relationships back then. Today, it doesn't work. It's truly an advisory business. It's much more about your phone anymore, or even has a house phone. And if you don't know the number, you don't pick up. So it's a different type of world.
Yeah, with caller ID now, cold calling doesn't work as well and less people are answering the phone. And with the internet these days, there's so much information online. It's kind of hard to pick what to choose to read, what to listen to, who to trust. So on to the next question. For people listening who don't know our team, how would you describe Ellington Wealth Management and what we do for clients?
Well, like I said, I'm going into my 34th year and I've focused my whole business on planning and wealth management. So when I started out in my younger years, most of my clients were in their 40s and 50s and in their accumulation phase of their life where they're working and saving money and we're building up their portfolios and working on their plans. Accumulating assets is one aspect, but then right now, a lot of my clients are in their distribution phase, retiring and living off of the wealth that we created for them and going according to the plan. So it's been very rewarding doing this. And actually, these relationships I've had over 30 years, I've seen families grow up and their kids and things. So the beauty of what we've got is that with you working with me, my clients know that they have someone that their kids can work with. And it's more of a multi-generational relationship where we can keep this going for a long time.
Yeah, and to touch on that, I've seen how you've worked with your clients over the past 8.5 years and the different life events they've gone through, whether that's buying a home, starting a family, getting ready for retirement is a huge one. And then legacy planning and how they distribute this and how they want to leave their legacy. And at UBS, we do full service financial planning. So all of this is relevant in every aspect of their life. So then I've kind of copied your model and then used it for my clients. And I say, this is how I've seen it done. And this is how I help the next generation.
Yeah, no, it's great.
And what do you think makes our team different from a lot of advisors out there? There's a bunch of different firms out there, different financial advice and strategies you can do, but what makes our team different?
Well, I think it really just comes down to the relationships, the trust, and the advice that we give. One thing that's a little bit different about us is I'm still in the same office that I started with 34 years ago, which is pretty unusual in our business. So I'm one that likes to be consistent and look at long-term relationships. When I first got into business, that was like when the discount brokerage firms first came out. And I remember asking my dad, who hired me, why would somebody use me when they can do it cheaper on their own? And his answer stuck with me my entire career, and it still does. And he goes, there always will be people that need and want advice. And these are the people that we work with, our clients. So we provide that. We provide we're there as a sounding board. The markets go through difficult times. Their life changes. People need somebody they trust to help them guide them through those decisions, and not just someone who buys and sells investments. It's a relationship that spans decades. And now with you on board, it's going to span multiple generations. I think that's what truly separates us.
Yeah, awesome. I think it's also worth noting that a lot of people hop in this industry, go from firm to firm. The fact that you've been at UBS for 34 years is outstanding and just shows your loyalty and the relationships you've built and how a lot of your clients love that and don't like the change of switching firms, and you're loyal to your brand, and we're continuing this with me in there too.
Definitely.
So over more than 3 decades in the business, what are some of the biggest lessons you've learned about money, investing, and advising families?
Well, one of the big things that I've done over time is just buy good quality investments. I've never been considered myself a trader or a market timer. I like buying good quality things. I call them sock drawer stocks, companies you feel very comfortable just buying and putting in the sock drawer and forgetting about. That's where money grows over time. Diversification is also a big thing, going through the financial planning and different things of that nature. It really helps lessen some of the volatility. I like to use an example for those that are in the Chicagoland area. If you're in the western suburbs and want to go downtown, I use the Eisenhower Expressway as an analogy. If you're heading downtown, you're in the left-hand lane, and of course, that lane is stopped. And the middle and the right lane is moving pretty quickly. And after a while, you just can't take it anymore. And you switch from the left lane to the middle lane. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know what happens. The middle lane stops and the left lane starts going, right? So when you look at diversification, it's like you're putting a car in every lane. And at some points, one lane is moving and another lane isn't. And then the next time, that lane is moving. So the goal is, at the end of the day, we're downtown Chicago and we're getting to where we want to be. So that lessens the volatility, because when you're really truly diversified, you've got something that's doing very well and something that's not doing well. It's just you don't know which one's going to be that way tomorrow. So it lessens the ups and downs, and it lets clients sleep at night. And that's really what it's all about, is on one hand, putting together the best portfolio that you can get the best returns on, but also sleeping at night. I mean, if you're very aggressive and you can't sleep, it's not worth it. It's about putting the plan together, and that's an individual thing. And that's why we work with clients on an individual basis to put that plan together for them.
Yeah, I love that. And then it just goes back to, like, at Ellington Wealth Management, we customize each plan for each individual, each client, because some people have higher risk tolerance. Everybody's a different age. Everybody makes a different income, comes from a different background. So I think all that put together on diversification and showing you a plan that works for you, because not everybody's the same, is a huge point in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were talking to someone in their 20s or 30s trying to build wealth, what are the first few things you'd tell them to focus on?
Well, we like to use the bucket theory a lot when we present. And one of the things about the bucket theory is about time. And when you're in your 20s and 30s, time is your best asset, because over time, the market does do well for you. And so starting early is huge. Take advantage of the opportunities you have. I didn't really have them when I was growing up, but Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, taking advantage of these retirement plans where you can put money in early. The beauty of the Roth IRA and Roth 401k, it might be a little bit painful today, paying some taxes on your money, but having this money grow for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years tax-free is unbelievable. So take advantage of that. Build up that emergency bucket that we talk about, that liquidity bucket, so that when you have that unexpected bill come in, you're not having to sell some of your longer-term investments to pay for it. Murphy's Law is the market will be down when you need that. So having that emergency fund is huge. Dollar cost averaging in retirement accounts, and really putting together a budget and watch your spending.
Awesome. And for all the young listeners out there, one of the things my dad taught me, and just from being all the different client calls with him, is that asset allocation is very important, but also asset location is just as important. Do you want to touch on that at all?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when we talk about the Eisenhower Expressway analogy, we're investing in all these different things to lessen volatility. And at the end of the day, we're getting downtown, and that's what the point of it is. But when we have these ups and downs, we can get through them. But when we pay taxes or not efficiently investing our investments, you're going to give money to the IRS and not get it back. So taxes are the biggest detriment to any portfolio. So you want to make sure that you're investing tax efficiently. And what does that mean? That means, like, when you're looking at these, like, for example, the Roth IRA or the Roth 401k, you could be a little bit more tax inefficient because you're not paying any taxes on this money. So you can use things like mutual funds or being a little bit more aggressive on a buy or a sell investment. But in your taxable accounts, you want to be in investments that are less taxable, where you're looking at stuff like municipal bonds or indexes or tax efficient or investments where they're being more tax optimized. So that way, the goal is to keep the money in your pocket and not paying it to the IRS.
Yeah, totally. I think how I think about it is you take like the same holdings in a brokerage account versus a Roth 401k or a Roth IRA. It is almost like two different things after 30 years. It's a lot harder to get out in that brokerage account from a tax standpoint. Versus the Roth IRA or Roth 401k, you have no capital gains and you can just sell those, re-diversify anytime you want. But that's the major implication of that asset location versus asset allocation.
Correct.
Awesome. Well, that's all I got, Dad. I'm going to wrap it up here. And thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks. It's been great.
Awesome. Well, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the first episode of the Next Gen Perspective. I hope you walked away with at least one idea or insight that helps you make smarter financial decisions, whether that's today, next year, or decades from now. If you enjoyed the episode, we'd really appreciate it if you subscribed, left a review, or shared it with someone who could benefit from it. If there's a topic you'd ever like to cover or a question you'd like answered on a future episode, feel free to reach out to me. We'd love to hear from you. On our next episode, me and Mike are going to break down the bucket theory, also known as the UBS Wealth Way, the planning framework we use for virtually every client to help align their investments with their goals, create confidence through different market environments, and make smarter long-term financial decisions. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Next Gen Perspective.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.
This podcast was edited by Resonate Recordings.